Support provided by the Heartland Regional Health Network and the Wound Healing Hyperbaric Medicine Clinic, offering treatments for chronic, non-healing wounds that are not responding to care. Information at heartlandregional.com.
Good Wednesday morning, and on the WSIU Almanac. Today in 1973, President Nixon signed into law the Endangered Species Act, which has saved numerous plants and animals. Locally, there is a blood drive today in Murfreesboro, starting at 1 this afternoon at the Murfreesboro VFW. Or you can donate the gift of life in Carbondale at the University Mall between 1 and 6. And if you would like to start 2017 by helping someone in need, there's a blood drive scheduled in Nashville on January the 3rd, that's Tuesday, from noon to 6 at Washington County Hospital in Nashville. Oh, and speaking of the approaching year, WSIU Television is sponsoring a free preview of Masterpiece Victoria at the Marion Cultural and Civic Center on Thursday, January the 12th. It'll run from 7 to 9 p.m. In Carbondale, the next Labyrinth Walk will be held on Sunday, which is the 1st of January, 2017. This is a monthly event, and it's held on the first Sunday of the month at 7:30 in the morning. The Sparta Area Chamber of Commerce invites you to the annual Sparta Home Show. And this year it'll take place on February the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th at the World Shooting and Recreational Complex in Sparta. This free Randolph County event is actually a home show and a craft fair. And for more information, or if you would like to become a vendor at this year's Sparta Home Show and Craft Fair, call 618-295-2700. And that's the December 28th WSIU Almanac. Enjoy your day. Good Wednesday morning. 2016 has only 4 days left. And on the WSIU Almanac, the Beatles' White Album hit number one on this day in 1969. In politics, on this day in 1832, John Calhoun becomes the first vice president to resign after strong disagreements with his boss, President Jackson. Locally, starting off with some health information, and this comes to us from the Illinois Department of Public Health. We are now in flu season. Nationally, more than 200,000 people end up in the hospital from flu complications, most of these being the elderly and those with chronic health conditions. However, the Illinois Department of Public Health adds that many healthy people recover from the flu without complications. Also, the department says do not give aspirin to children or teenagers who have flu-like symptoms, especially fever. To read more from the Illinois Department of Public Health, see the link on our website. On a related subject, the Southern Seven Health Department says that today, December 28, their clinics in Vienna, Metropolis, and Anna are closed. However, these Southern Seven Health Departments are open today, Caro, Hardin, and in Pulaski County. And the American Red Cross invites you to end 2016 by giving the gift of life, and you can do that today at the University Mall in Carbondale between 1 and 6, or tomorrow in Olney between 2 and 6 at the Holiday. And that's the WSIU Almanac for December the 28th. Enjoy your day.